This is KCUR 89.3. Nearly half of all U.S. high school students took a career-related class in 2017. Career education isn't just vocational training anymore. Students can still learn to weld, but they're also taking college-level classes and leaving with industry certifications. KCUR's Ellie Moxley spoke with students in the inaugural class of the Kansas City Construction Career Academy to learn more.
Oak Park junior Trenton Swinford was eager to leave his high school to be in North Kansas City School's new construction program.
It was more geared towards, you know, sitting at a desk and couldn't move around, and I liked how we can move around and put windows in and electricity circuits, parallel, and the other one, series.
Swinford says his science teacher encouraged him to apply to the Kansas City Construction Career Academy.
Well, it's a trade, so it's everybody needs somebody in the trades because there's not many people in them anymore.
Swinford wants to join the Seabees, the Navy's construction battalion, when he graduates next spring.
We have a lot of students that providing high school in a different environment is the key to their success.
Kyle Anderson oversees career and technical education for North Kansas City schools.
For whatever reason, maybe they weren't as successful in high school. But here, they provide not only the support academically for those college-level classes, but are able to get students up and doing something. And that's what a lot of our students are really missing in the traditional environment.
Juniors and seniors spend half their time in the skills lab and half their time taking college classes at Metropolitan Community College. If students finish both years of the program, they graduate from high school with two industry certificates and an associate's degree. They're also guaranteed a paid internship by construction company J.E. Dunn.
This was industry driven. So this was J.E. Dunn identifying that in their workforce, they're aging. And they're to a point where there are not a lot of young people that are entering a lot of these skilled trades.
Clyde McQueen is the president and CEO of the Full Employment Council. He works with Missouri school districts to create the job training programs businesses say they need. It takes about $45,000 to support a family in Kansas City, and about half of those jobs don't require a four-year degree.
There are still a lot of companies and parents who have been trained to think that the four-year degree is the ultimate objective. But it doesn't mean you can't still earn a good income, contribute to an economy, and do a great job, and still maintain your pursuit of that four-year credential.
Vocational education used to be a college alternative, but increasingly, the two aren't mutually exclusive, Anderson says.
These are often students who maybe never even thought about college.
Students who take career classes are more likely to graduate from high school and just as likely to enroll at a four-year college. And those who take three or more classes with the same career focus tend to make more money the year after high school. And that means students really need to be encouraged to explore their options. Back when Anderson taught high school history, he encouraged a lot of students to go to college because that's what he did.
I think a lot of times teachers have a really hard time understanding the opportunities that students have out there because they were good at school, they liked school, they pitched school to kids, and there's so much more than just going to college to be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher. Or one of those more traditional ways that teachers might encourage students.
Students in the Construction Academy aren't all on the same path. Jasmine Bailey actually wants to be a marine biologist.
Which I know it sounds crazy and it's the total opposite way and stuff, but I've always wanted to become that.
And she considers the construction skills she's learning essential.
You have to sometimes build your own equipment, build your shark tanks, your trucking equipment for the sharks. And if you know how to do it and know how to wire the stuff, it takes the middleman out of it. So.
And that's the goal, to prepare students for whatever they do next, whether it's college or their first job. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll find out how schools are starting this work early. Sometimes as early as elementary school.